Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
It's a regular recap show today, everybody. Keep it easy, keep it breezy. Cruising on into our Tuesday show. We got a few things to talk about from Monday. A lot of it injury related, some of it Luka related. The blowout. I think I'm facing Luka in pretty much every single head-to-head league I could possibly find myself in right now. So I was, I don't know, is it weird to say thrilled that he didn't have another 35-point triple-double and only had a regular-size triple-double? I'm just going to get absolutely obliterated in one of those two leagues. One of the teams, the first-place team is crazy in this. It's more of a points league. It's my weirdo league format. We talked about this one before. I don't know how this team got it. I think there were some trades involved, but somehow he ended up with Luka Doncic, Jimmy Butler, Damian Lillard, Victor Wembanyama. Like, I don't. DeMar, Tyler Hero. That one's not as important as he's heard. Chet, dude has Chet Hulse. I don't know how this happened. We let this happen somehow. It's on the rest of us. Anyway, that team's going to smoke my team unless something crazy happens. But I got a shot in the other one, so we'll be watching intently here. I got a busy day, so I don't think we're going to screw around too much at the beginning here. Welcome to the show. It's Fantasy NBA Today. I'm Dan Bespris. Thank you, as always, for watching, listening, liking, subscribing, especially here at the end of the season. I'd love it if we could somehow find some new listeners, some new fans at the end of the year. This is the hardest time, without question, this is the hardest time to find new people in the fantasy basketball space. So if you're new out there and you found us because you're fighting through your playoffs or whatever it is, let me know. It's kind of exciting for me, actually. So I get my jollies here at the end of the year on new listeners. I had an idea, and I want to run it by you guys. It's not really a podcast idea necessarily, but I thought I'd throw it in all of your faces as well. I'll get some feedback. I am extremely tired of having to retype the same things over and over again. And that's not about you guys. That's about, like, you finish up a card and, you know, it's an idea that hit me last night when I saw Nick Richards' line in the Charlotte game. That's legitimately when the idea hit my head, because he had 10 points and he had 13 rebounds. And, you know, we can even start in on the daily card, because that's the first one we're going to talk about anyway. So, Nick Richards, I'm looking at yesterday's final numbers, and there he is. He played 36 minutes. You know, that's good. 5 of 7 shooting, missed his free throws, 1 turnover, no defensive stats, a very empty double-double. And I thought to myself, do I even need to type in my recap? Do I even need to say it on the podcast? Nick Richards remains a low-end center stream. I thought, well, I need to, because if I leave him off, someone's going to be like, Dan, what's your thought on Nick Richards? It's like, well, okay. So I've said the same thing about Nick Richards how long has Mark Williams been out now? Is it 3.5, 4 months at this point? Like, it's an overwhelmingly long stretch, and it doesn't seem like Mark Williams is going to play at any point this year. But regardless of that, he hasn't fully been ruled out. For a while, he was like day to day, and then he was week to week, and then it was month to month. It got worse and worse. He's got this back thing going on, but they've never ruled him out. It was never like, oh, he's going to shut her down for 2 months, and then we're going to reevaluate. At least at that point, we could have been like, all right, Nick Richards is this. So every day that Charlotte plays, and every morning after they play, I come on this podcast or I go on social media and I say, Nick Richards, low-end center stream, third-string center for your fantasy roster. And by the, like, you know, whatever it is, how many games has he started in a row for them now, 45, something like that. By, like, the 40th time, I'm thinking, well, am I really, do I need to do this? And then I thought, okay, well, if I don't have an alternative, then the answer is yes, I do need to do this. So I started brainstorming about alternatives last night on how do I get over this hump. And here's what I came up with, and I'm curious what you guys think. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter, at Dan Bespris with thoughts, or you can put them in the comment section. It's all fine. I want to keep kind of like, and it'll probably be on Twitter because that's the easiest place to get it. I want to keep kind of like a Dan Bespris master list, which is not everybody in the NBA. I'm not typing up everybody. I don't got time for that nonsense. But the fringier guys. So, like, we're looking at this first ball game. Charlotte in Detroit. Detroit beat the piss out of him. Detroit at least still has a few, like, NBA-caliber players on their club right now. Charlotte doesn't really. Pistons got a much-needed 11th victory of the year. Nick Richards, low-end stream. Grant Williams is kind of fringy. He's been in the starting lineup lately. He's been a little bit better. I think, you know, yesterday's show or the day before, whatever it was, I said something like, I can't, like, he should if he's playing 35 minutes as a starter. I just, like, he's boring. And he was kind of boring in this one, frankly, but he scored a bunch, so that was worthwhile. So, okay. And Vasilije Micic, injury replacement guy. There's a lot of injury replacement stuff going on here. Nick Richards is an injury replacement. Williams is. Micic is. Do I really need to type that every single time or say that every single time they play a ball game? Now, for the podcast, it's not that hard for me to just very quickly say, Grant Williams, he's a fill-in for so-and-so, or Nick Richards, he's a fill-in for so-and-so. But typing it over and over again is exhausting, not because it, like, hurts my fingers or something, but because Twitter has a character limit. I don't want to do a 20-tweet thread where a quarter of them are things that I've typed 35 times before. So if I had, like, a Twitter master list where, just from this ballgame alone, you'd have Micic, Grant Williams, Nick Richards on one side. You'd have Simone Fontecchio and probably Isaiah Stewart and maybe Jaden Ivey on the other side. And then yeah, as the game progressed, and like, did anything change for these guys in this ball game? Maybe one thing I would say changed, because Micic is the same as the day before, which is stream him while Cody Martin is out. And Grant Williams is the same as the day before, but with a slight tweak, which is like, yeah, I guess I'm softening my stance on it, and he's kind of your Trey man fill-in right now. But Nick Richards is very much the same, so that wouldn't need to be mentioned. So Grant Williams would be the one out of those three that probably deserves a little quick bullet. Hey, you know, seems like you can start him while Trey man is out. Boom. And then people are going to be like, what do you think about Micic and Nick Richards? And I can be like, check the master list. Simone Fontecchio on the other side. We thought Oscar Thompson was going to be available to play. He wasn't on injury reports until relatively late in the process here for Detroit, and then he got ruled out a couple hours before the ballgame. It's illness, so expect him back pretty soon. And that's why you say, okay, well, Fontecchio, decent fill-in here if Oscar Thompson is gone. But no change for Isaiah Stewart, which is, I don't like his fantasy game. And Jaden Ivey, no change, which is, yeah, you can start him in points league, but you can't start him in nine cat. Bada bing, bada boom, I got two bullets on this game instead of six. I need time savers, and it feels like that would be a time saver for me, because then when I type it one time, I can just bloop, bloop, cut and paste it over into the master list, and bingo bango, I'll have a much shorter tweet storm. Now, for you guys here listening to the show, I probably keep it somewhat similar to how it's been, because it's so fast to just be like, this guy's this, this guy's this, this guy's this, and talking is easier than typing. So anyway. So we covered that first ball game while I was running the idea by. Yeah, I am interested in what you guys think, if that's a worthwhile idea. Plus, if you ever are sitting there in the middle of a day and you're like, damn, I can't figure out where Dan's last opinion was on Grant Williams, you can go to the master list. I think it makes sense. In my mind, it makes sense, but maybe I'm off my rocker.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Phoenix, they got their big three back, and they barely beat the Cavaliers, which is not a great sign, but it's fine. They managed to work their way through it with offense. Beal, Grayson Allen, KD, Booker, Yusuf Nurkic. Those are the five guys you can start for Phoenix right now. It's super easy. You can drop Royce O'Neal. He's still going to get minutes off the bench, but it's not going to be enough. We need him in the low to mid-30s, which I don't think he's going to get with all of the main guys available. And so, yeah, move on. Even with Eric Gordon out. Now, if Gordon shows up, Royce O'Neal's minutes probably come down by one or two, two or three, whatever it is, regardless there. So that just makes it even a little bit, tiny bit tougher. Cleveland is a little bit more interesting, at least in as much as they are missing a whole bunch of guys, and we don't know exactly when they're coming back. No Dean Wade, personal reasons. So that actually moved Caris LeVert into the starting five. I think they prefer to have him as kind of the bench punch when Wade comes back. Either way, LeVert, you're playing with Mobley and Donovan Mitchell out. So let's treat this team mostly like we're just dealing with Mobley and Donovan Mitchell being on the shelf. Those are the important ones. And Max Strus, sorry, I didn't forget Strus. Three traditional starters out. With all three of those guys out, I think I would probably play Niang in the next ball game. He had some foul issues early in this one. He just sort of never got into the mix. Also, a very tough matchup. He was dealing with Kevin Durant for long stretches in that ball game. Yeah, not great. So for Cleveland, LeVert, Stream, Okoro, Stream, those guys, they're the easier calls, because even if Strus comes back, I'm pretty sure you could play them. And then with Niang, I think we need all three starters out for him to be playable. And just accept the fact that this wasn't as good of a ball game, and it levels off with the previous 2.5 that were pretty good. Warriors beat the Spurs, got their sweet revenge in this back-to-back against San Antonio. Chris Paul was very good. Brandon Podziemski, you can stream him with Steph Curry out. Jonathan Kuminga, you know, he's never going to be as good as he was during that hot stretch. He's not going to be as bad as he was during the cold stretches, kind of settling in the middle. Klay's a start. Draymond is barely a start. And frankly, if you didn't want to, I wouldn't be all that upset with you. Andrew Wiggins, kind of the same boat, but he did get up to 30 minutes. So now I think, you know, if Wiggins getting 30 minutes, he's probably playable. I don't love it, but I'm okay with it. And then Trayce Jackson-Davis feels like he's streamable while Steph is out, because the Warriors are going to sort of more of an athletic lineup, because they got to find other ways to win. They can't space the floor really without Steph out there, so they got to go get some dunks, get some defense, try some stuff. And it sounds like the Warriors are not expecting Steph back for their next ball game, which is tomorrow, I believe, and then they're off for a bit. I'm getting that right? Am I getting that right? They've got the Mavs. Yeah, Mavs tomorrow and then Lakers Saturday. I think Steph will probably be targeting that Lakers game for his return, because that's I mean, that's just how the NBA works. Players come back against the Lakers. You guys don't know that? So you can probably play Jackson Davis in that ball game. So Pods, CP3, Kuminga, Jackson Davis, Clay, and then maybe Wiggins. But honestly, probably not Draymond Green. He's not, like, he's still important, obviously, to what they do. But without Steph around, his job is just not, it's not as significant on the offensive side. He has to do other things. For the Spurs, Devin Vassell and Wemby were back for this one. They've got a back-to-back, so we'll find out if they're actually going to play in it. If they do play in it, they're pretty much the only Spurs that you can trust night to night. And I know Sohan had a slightly better ball game here. He had some boards and assists and stuff. And, you know, Keldon Johnson wasn't awful, wasn't very good either. But I don't care. And then Malachi Branham completely fell off the face of the earth, which was kind of a surprise because he was actually putting up numbers in the games that Wemby and Vassell were in. So it wasn't that surprising that he had decent numbers when they were out. This was the surprising one. You know, if you're head-to-head, you picked up whoever on this team for the back-to-back yesterday and today. After that, you move on. For Roto, you weren't playing these guys against your games cap anyway. Although with Wemby, if Wemby and Vassell do sit out the ball game tonight, then you could probably use Trey Jones, Keldon Johnson against the games cap. I think that would be okay in my mind. I don't think I would go as far as Sohan and Branham because I'd be super worried about percentages tanking the whole thing. Mavericks blew out the Bulls. This game was over early. Luka still played 34 minutes because he's on a triple-double streak and, you know, got to keep the triple-double streak alive. And Jason Kidd actually took heat for taking him out before he got to 30 or 35 points because Luka was, and we hadn't really talked about it on the show, but I guess we can mention it now. Luka's been on a run lately where he had six consecutive 35-point triple-doubles. Yeah, That's a lot of them in a row. Well, this streak broke that one, but he did have another triple-double here, despite a pretty inefficient ball game overall. Didn't matter, though. Didn't matter. Kyrie didn't even play all that well, but the Daniel Gafford, Derek Lively contingent at center was ridiculous. Daniel Gafford went 9 for 9. I don't think he's missed a shot in their last two ball games now. And then Lively came in and went 11 for 12. That's absurd. Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford combined to play 42 minutes and a bunch of seconds, and they missed one shot out of 21 between the two of them. That's wild. You trust Daniel Gafford more at the end of the day. I know Lively had the slightly better fantasy. I mean, it was very tight between the two of them, but you trust Gafford because he's starting. Lively is more of a schedule play unless this becomes the norm, which I don't think that it will. This will be obviously more of the good result. And then, you go from there. It's Gafford, Doncic, and Kyrie for me. And then, you know, Dallas, I think, if I'm remembering right, I think they had a pretty good schedule starting yesterday and play 3 times in 4 days. They've got a back-to-back tomorrow, Thursday. So that's, again, what my fantasy teams need to survive as Luka picks them apart. Woof. Chicago, you can throw it out. Dump the box. They got blitzed, and everybody stunk. I guess Ayo Dosunmu wasn't terrible, but pretty much everybody stunk. Move along. Nothing to see here. Train wreck, so on and so forth. Toronto has gone into maximum tank. No Emmanuel Quickley. No Gary Trent Jr. on top of the guys that are already out. Scotty Barnes, Jakob Poeltl, so on and so forth. No Chris Boucher either, who had actually just stepped into a slightly better role. Toronto is, this is a tough one, because what we don't really know is how significant any of these injuries actually is. Now, the way they were labeled, it makes me feel like Gary Trent isn't going to be back by tomorrow, but I really don't know. So I'd love to come on a show today and say, okay, here's exactly what you need to do with Gary Trent Jr. You need to drop him, you need to keep him, or whatever. But I think ultimately, for Quickley and Trent together, those are the two. And then, honestly, you could even throw Boucher in the mix because there is an opportunity for him right now. Not as much with RJ Barrett back, but still some. You kind of just have to wait until tomorrow. Now, Boucher is likely not on rosters because who's going to, you can't pick up a guy like that until like 15 minutes before game time because you just don't know what their role is going to look like. But Gary Trent's on a bunch of my teams because he was taking a crap ton of shots. And then Emmanuel Quickley is heavily rostered across all of fantasy, more so than Trent. But because we really don't know if, you know, is this a thing that's going to keep him out for the week, for the year, for just yesterday? And Toronto hasn't given us any indication after ruling them out of whether or not they're expected back for the next ball game. So I think we kind of almost, and it sucks because it's the playoffs and you want to be able to do things immediately. I think you kind of just have to wait until tomorrow to find out if they're playing. If they're not playing tomorrow, you got to move on because you can't take another zero from those dudes. You can take one because it popped up early in the week and you got to save a couple of your moves, make sure you can get out from underneath any zeros, but that would be one. So if Quickley gets ruled out tomorrow, if Trent gets ruled out tomorrow, I think you got to swap him out for somebody who plays because then there's no guarantee that those guys play in their next ball game. And suddenly you're staring down the barrel of a possible two or even one game week for these guys, or zero, heaven forbid, when you could pick up somebody still playing three the rest of the week. Tomorrow. Yes, you could drop them today. There are two teams. Two teams that have four games the rest of the week today. It's very few. And the streaming options are pretty damn limited on those clubs. And, you know, like, if Corey Kispert is out there, that's one where I'd be like, okay, yeah, you can drop Gary Trent Jr. now. Go get somebody who's playing four games where you know, best case scenario for Trent is he plays three. So you don't really lose out in that regard. But if Kispert's not there, I don't think there's anybody else on the board where I'm just like, yes, I definitely need four games of that guy versus the chance of getting three out of a Raptor. Now, if the Raptor again gets ruled out and it's two versus whatever it is, or as many as two is the maximum versus three of one of these other guys. Okay, then you have a lot of options. There are a lot of guys playing three games starting tomorrow through the rest of the week. You guys catch it. I think you guys catch my drift. As it stands right now, with all of these guys out, Kelly Olynyk is one of the easiest calls on planet Earth. 29 minutes for him, and honestly, it felt like they didn't want him in there for additional minutes because the Raptors were accidentally winning this game for a little bit. So Olynyk's an easy call. RJ Barrett, you guys know I hate his percentages, but if he's really going to be out there taking 23, 24 shots a game, like he could take in the 20s, that's probably enough even in 9-cat, and then you just pray that it's not like a 7-for-20 shooting and a 2-for-6 free throw day because he had no defensive stats yesterday. But again, if he's taking 20 shots and he's out there for 40 minutes, he's going to score in the 20s. He's going to get 5, 6, 7 rebounds. He's going to get 5, 6, 7 assists. He's going to probably get a steal most ball games, and that's enough to counterweight. It's sort of like the Kyle Kuzma situation then, but worse at the foul line, and I think probably worse at the field. Oof. He's tough, man. Barrett's tough. He'll kill you in a lot of formats. And I know you guys want me to talk about Grady Dick, so I will. If all of these guys are out, start him. If Quickley and Trent come back, I don't think that I would. I know he'll still play, but I don't think he takes 12 shots. I think he fades back into sort of a non-usage role, like the previous ballgame. He got a lot of minutes. He just didn't really get to do anything with them. So you got to have minutes, and you got to be able to touch the basketball, too. Bruce Brown played 38 minutes. If that happens again, he's probably also a start. So again, take it day by day. If the Raptors are all missing again tomorrow, you could probably go Olynyk, Grady Dick, Bruce Brown, maybe RJ Barrett, depending on your format. And then what if Chris Boucher comes back? Maybe that would be the guy to drop in there. I don't know. Raptors, I don't want to take too many shots. You might get other guys ruled out for the next ball game. Some things never change, and that is the Denver Nuggets rotations. It's legitimately nothing to talk about on this team. The whole damn season, nothing. Big Jokic game, though. Big Jokic energy here. He has moved firmly into third place in fantasy. Second by totals, of course, because Joel Embiid has fallen off the map. AD firmly behind him. But it really doesn't look like anybody's catching Shea this year. Pretty remarkable stuff. Unless he takes the rest of the year off. Don't see that coming. Nikola Jokic. you are still good to have on fantasy teams, even if you're not number one. We talked at great length on yesterday's streamer show about how interesting the Celtics were because we knew they were going to rest some of their guys in Portland and some of their guys in Utah tonight, and that meant that Peyton Pritchard and Sam Hauser both moved onto the board. And I hope you guys took that advice because they each had solid fill-in games, and it's going to happen again because Al Horford ain't playing in the back-to-back. It sounds like Jaylen Brown is questionable for this one. Tatum, Derek White, those guys all played yesterday. Jrue Holiday didn't, so he'll probably be back for the next one. And you're going to get some smattering of real starters and some smattering of non-real starters. You might even get a big Luke Kornet game tonight, which is notable because Boston has had very few fantasy notes throughout the year, so we finally had one here on this back-to-back against two teams attempting to lose ball games, and they're going to take advantage of that. So Hauser, you can play him against your games cap. Whatever, regular starters, obviously. Pritchard, you almost definitely could as well. And if you want to get real nuts, assuming Horford and Porzingis are both out, you could even go Kornet. Try to catch some blocks lightning in a bottle. It's a little saucy, I'll admit it. But good to have Boston actually a fantasy discussion for once, other than just, is Porzingis out? Is one single player out? Then great, you use Al Horford. But now they're using, they got multiple guys out. It's a brave new day.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Portland, we pretty much just have to treat like Memphis right now. They're in full tank mode, or tank enough. Call it tank enough. They're not in full. Memphis is full. Portland, at least, is still playing a couple of actual legitimate NBA players. Ayton, Grant, and Anfernee Simons are all in there. But the rest of the team is basically G-leaguers. I guess Matisse Thybulle's a half click above that. And those four guys, by the way, are the ones that I would basically play for Portland every night. I know Thybulle only got 22 minutes in this one, but his defensive stats are nuts right now. And there, some games he's popping up with 30 some odd minutes, and in those, it's basically when he hits a couple of 3-pointers. He's a juggernaut. I mean, look at his last couple of games where he hit 26 minutes even. Four games back, 26 minutes, he had 16 points, 6 boards, 3 assists, 3 steals, 3 3-pointers. Then he had a 19-minute game. Ech. Then 32, 13-4-4 with 4 steals, a block, and 3 threes. Yeah, when he gets up into those high 20s, low 30s, especially right now, while there are actually a few shots available for him, he can post some ridiculous. And the other nice thing is, to have Thybulle on a tanking team when a game's going to sort of get ugly, that's beautiful for his fantasy numbers. Ugly games are great for him because he's going to find steals and blocks every which place because teams are just going to throw it around against Portland. It's going to be an unfocused, unserious basketball. That's great for guys who thrive on defensive stats. So I'd start all 4 of those guys in Portland. Against the games cap, I'm not starting anybody else. No chance. Timani Kamara, like, he's been borderline. Scoot is back. He's going to have some games where he puts up some numbers, but he's also going to tank you in 3 or 4 different categories, like this one. 13, 6, and 8, great, but no steals, no blocks, bad shooting, high turnovers. It's the learning process is still a little bit earlier along the curve than I think the Blazers would have wanted in mid-March. Now, for scheduling, a lot of those guys were fine, but that's not what this show is about. That's what our second show of the day is about, and Portland's had a very good schedule. They finish up a 5-7 on Thursday, but the schedule actually stays pretty heavy almost the rest of the season. They have very few. They only have they have one day where they have a 2-day break. It's March 30th and March 31st. Yeah, that's the 2 days they're not playing between now and the end of the year. The worst for the Blazers between now and the end of the season, aside from that, is one day off and then one game back on. So they got one of the better schedules, meaning if you have these fringy guys, you can probably sit on them if you want. You don't have to because they're not putting up much in the way of numbers. And, you know, 5-7 is different than, you know, 3-6 days or something like that. But just something to think about as you approach fantasy basketball from a few different directions. Now, remember, this morning's show is typically about covering sort of the big storylines, the overarching stuff, not as much about scheduling. We will indeed have a second show coming up either right before or right after Pacific Time lunch today, as we've been doing starting last week, that gets you situated on schedule streams. And I also shout out to a friend of the program, former star of Brandon Day, Brandon Marcus, who sent me a text that was like, you should do a show towards the end of the week about players you can stash for the following week. And that makes a lot of sense because we're now starting to come up on the start of the playoffs in other formats. Although I'm thinking about Yahoo leagues right now. I think there's actually, believe it or not, I believe there's one more regular season week even after this one. No, that's not true. So Yahoo leagues playoffs start on the 18th. So they do lop off the last week. That's interesting. Okay, I thought it went all the way to the end of the regular season. I guess it doesn't go quite all the way there. So Yahoo Public Leagues start their playoffs next week, meaning a lot of default setting leagues start their playoffs. So we'll have a show later this week that won't just be about playoff streaming. It'll also be about players to grab as you look towards the following week. If folks maybe have a bye this week or have a bye next week or whatever it is, we'll kind of do a little bit of a deeper look ahead as opposed to just this kind of really lasering in on the individual day and also, of course, trying not to overuse our weekly roster moves. Questions from the chat room. Players I haven't talked about. Dejan Giroux. Dejan Giroux is probably, JD says, is he a league winner? I doubt it. I mean, Memphis is going to be rotating weirdos into and out of their lineup. He seems like, talking about Giroux, he seems like just the kind of player who would have 2 or 3 really big games and then reality sets in hard. It's kind of like what happened with G.G. Jackson, actually. OG Anunoby. That was some news. It sounds like he may be back as soon as tonight. And we just got some news out of Miami, by the way. Nothing big, but notable. OG Anunoby likely back tonight. It's an elbow injury, so Tom Thibodeau will probably try to play him high 20s in minutes, even in his first game back. That's the Thibodeau way. What does that do to everyone else in New York? Yeah, I honestly don't know. We have some very good Knicks coverage here at Sports Ethos. Ethos Knicks is the Twitter feed there. They do a really nice job. Andre is the dude that covers it. Not the Andre we talk about all the time who does all of our tools. It's a different Andre. And he was talking about how he thought that Precious would actually take the first hit and the Knicks will run a little bit smaller at times. I do wonder if it dings Josh Hart, if only because Hart's been playing like 43 minutes every single day. His legs need a breather or he's going to die. But yeah, it's going to impact those guys. I think I wouldn't pre-drop any of them. I think I would probably try to hang on to Hart and Achiuwa just to kind of see how it goes. And then we can make a call after that. Should I drop Josh Hart for Keyonte George in a points league? Yeah, points league, I think I would. Nine cat, I don't think so. Is Bilal worth a stream? Yes. Because Holmes is out already. And that means Bilal is probably going to have to play like 35, 36 minutes. It could be gross. Like, he's not good at the free throw line. He might just not shoot for a day, but I would assume him getting mid 30s in minutes is enough to get him, you know, a steal, a block. Maybe you get more than that out of Koulibaly. He's someone that I am eyeballing because the Wizards have one of the two best schedules the rest of this week. But that's, again, these are the type of stuff I like to talk about more on the streaming show. Is Evan Mobley a drop? If you're in your playoffs, probably. Is Vince Williams a drop? You know, and honestly, I don't know. Memphis is so goofy. Grizzlies' next ball game is tonight. I think if he gets ruled out tonight, you drop Vince Williams. Any update on Tyler Hero? Actually, we just got one. He's already been ruled out for tomorrow because Miami doesn't play today. They play tomorrow. They've got Denver at home. Jimmy Butler also just got ruled probable for tomorrow. I didn't even realize he was a question mark. So that was the Miami news. Tyler Hero still out. If you can stash him, you stash him. If you can't, you can't at this point because it doesn't seem like he's very close to playing. Sorry. Wish I had better news. What's your opinion on team managers who are out of the playoffs scooping up prime waiver guys? They should be locked. Oh, well, are you in the playoffs? That's the question, Drew. Is your league in the playoffs? Because that makes all the difference to me. If it's still the regular season, they can do whatever the hell they want. Do whatever the hell they want. In fact, we had a team in one of my leagues that's down in last place that's scooping up all of the injured guys basically to make it so that the teams at the top of the board can't stash like first and second round dudes and hope that they get them back in the playoffs. I think it's a little bit silly, but I don't care because it was still the regular season. Now the playoffs are happening in those leagues. Anybody not in contention for money should be locked. I don't care about your Yahoo rating or whatever. Oh, I need to get third place so I don't lose diamond status. Screw you. If you're in the consolation bracket or out of altogether, you should be locked. Sounds like Boucher has a partially torn MCL. Oh, I didn't see that. If that's true, then yeah, you don't have to worry about him. Porzingis is probably playing in Utah similar to Drew. See, I don't know about that because he missed their game at the end of last week also. Porzingis is actually hurt. This wasn't a traditional rest day because KP's been out for a couple in a row now. Now, he might play. Yeah, he could. But his was not rest. He is a game time call. But remember, he didn't play on Saturday either. So this is not a traditional back-to-back rest day for him. And that game was in Phoenix on Saturday. That was like a real legitimate, we're playing a team trying to win game. So he's questionable, but I wouldn't say that he's a guaranteed play. Not by a long shot, because he's actually hurt right now. Is Taylor Hendricks playing? I haven't heard anything about it. I'm assuming no, unless we hear otherwise later in the day. And if he is, Utah, well, they're in the midst of still kind of a poor scheduling stretch. They got one game and then they're off for 2 days, but then they go into a 5-7. So keep a very close watch on Utah. Delonte, I disagree with your take on Grady Dick. I think at this point they may turn over more of the usage to Dick and see what he can do. Yeah, so here's the thing, Delonte. Teams, like a front office can't just turn usage over to a guy. The way that they're doing that is by keeping dudes out. Because if Quickley and Trent are in there, they're going to take shots. That's just who they are. They're not going to be like, here you go, Grady. We're trying to lose. It's just sort of player nature. Yes, the front office would like to see him do more, but then the question becomes, how many times do we rest our usage guys to allow him the opportunity to go do more? So if guys are in there, if Quickley's in there and Trent is in there, he's going to take a little bit of a back seat. They're not going to, those players are not just going to be like, yeah, we're going to stop being ourselves because the front office wants to see if Grady Dick can play. They're going to have to get held out for that to happen, which very well could happen. That's why I'm saying I really think we need to see what happens tomorrow. If my playoffs start next week, is it safe to hold Mobley and you have a bye week? Yeah, I mean, you got it at that point because you got a week and a half still, this more, almost 2 weeks to figure that out. Do I think Jalen Johnson is back this week? You know what? I honestly don't know. Problem with Jalen Johnson is that he's been out for two games, and Yahoo's not going to give him an injured tag until Atlanta finally has another ball game, which is tomorrow. So you just kind of have to sit on it. And if he's out tomorrow, then you could stash him in IL. Otherwise, you might have to dump him. I mean, it's brutal, but Atlanta doesn't have a great schedule this week or next week, and you just can't afford to take zeros an entire week. I hope he's back. Lord knows I hope he's back. I have him in a billion spots because he was like the sports ethos player to get of the season. But I don't know more than you know on that one right now. Hey, Dan, would you say not to carry any Grizzlies players into the playoffs? Well, my playoffs are going already, and the answer to that question is basically yeah, because like JJJ is going to skip all back-to-backs, and he might miss some other ones once he hits that 65-game threshold. I mean, you know, you could carry a few Grizzlies into the playoffs, but their schedule stinks. They go three games this week, three games next week, three games the week after that. Then they go finally back to a pair of fours before the regular season ends. But, like, no one on their team is good enough to play in a three-game week right now, except JJJ and maybe Vince Williams. But we also know that those guys probably aren't going to play every single ball game. So you're talking about Jake LaRavia in a three-gamer? Nah. But they do have a back-to-back. So if you're, you know, dealing with from that point. All right, I got to get back to this Porzingis thing. I don't know. Hamstring tightness sounds like rest to me. Players don't take two consecutive games off over 4 days when it's just rest. It's just like yesterday could have been. But that's the same designation they gave him on Saturday. And yes, I know they do swap Horford and Kristaps Porzingis. I have already acknowledged that. But this wasn't just that. You have to take into account the fact that he missed the previous ball game as well. I give him a 30% chance of playing tonight. Because maybe he did heal up. And maybe they wanted to get him back for one of the two games in this back-to-back. And so they figured, all right, we'll give him the first game off because he's actually dealing with a hamstring thing. But it's definitely not a guarantee. It's definitely not. It's different than the other ones, even if he does end up playing. I'm not saying he won't play. I'm saying this is a different situation for Porzingis. It's not just Horford plays one, KP plays the other. It's KP's been hurt. Can we get him an extra day off and get him right to play in the second half? Which, by the way, horrible travel. Horrible. Portland to Utah with a time change late at night. This is one of those ones where teams get into the airport or they get into their hotel at like 4 or 5 in the morning or 3 or 4 in the morning. And then you're into mountain time instead of Pacific time. And then the game is actually an hour earlier because it's mountain time. So you lose seemingly multiple hours in your mind. And then you're also at altitude. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Boston just rested everybody because how badly do they need regular season wins right now? Not much. They're 8.5 games up on the Bucks for the best record in the East. And I think there's 5 or 6 games, 5.5, something like that, up on the Thunder for the best record overall. So there's no reason to push him. And it is a little bit different. Even if he ends up playing, this is not the same as previous back-to-backs. So hopefully that makes sense. All right, we had a few minutes to do a couple of questions, but I think we'll wrap it up now. Coming up in just a couple of hours, we'll do our streaming show for tonight. Preview of that show is, it's a really bad day for finding people to add. It's a pretty good day for dropping people, but a bad day for finding them. Forgot to do any promo. Go check out our baseball fantasy pass. Oh, forgot. I got the good news. that the deal has been extended by one day. So today is now officially the last day that anybody on an NBA pass at Sports Ethos can upgrade to Allsport for $1. Freaking 100 cents. 100 pennies. Over the course of an entire year, it'll cost you $12 to upgrade to Allsport here. It's a great way to support Sports Ethos, and it's a great way to win at baseball, because that stuff is out right now with the tracker and Joe Orico's top 250 and projections and sleepers and busts and all that good stuff. $1 to upgrade for folks that are on the NBA pass right now. If you wanted to just jump in on baseball by itself, the MLB pass is $6 a month, gets you all that good stuff, and lasts throughout the regular season as well. Also, check out our pals over at manscaped.com. Promo code there is ETHOS20. ETHOS20. Get yourself a handyman or a lawnmower. 20% off and free shipping with promo code ETHOS20. 20% off and free shipping with code ETHOS20. Find me over on social media at Dan Bespris. I already got a whole bunch of stuff out. I scheduled it last night to drop in the morning Eastern time while I was still fast asleep catching them Z's. But I'll talk to you guys in just a little bit. Don't worry. Second show coming up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of that stuff. Hit that button and make sure to like some things because, you know, algorithm. All right. Toodaloo.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.